there's a powerful way that you can show up and demonstrate God's heart to a needy child, and that's what we're talking about today. I'm John Fuller, joined by the head of our parenting department, Dr. Danny Huerta. And Danny, stepping up and kind of filling that parent void, I wonder how you've seen that modeled in your sphere of influence.
Yeah, I've seen dads step in as stepdads, but in a way that is very meaningful, where they create a ceremony with it. They show that investment, almost like a covenant with the children that they're wanting to be a father figure to. And it's been a very meaningful process. I've watched that happen many times throughout the more than two decades counseling families through a season of chaos, of having divorce, the house splits up, there's a new person coming in, and all that process, and the kids are starting to find their footing, and they start to attach to a new man that's been investing in their lives. Mm-hmm. And when the man makes the effort, relentless effort, really, to create relationship and is very intentional and then shows that meaningfulness to it, man, it's amazing what a gift that is to the kids.
It can be life-changing, and that's why we have this conversation now, featuring Focus President Jim Daly and Dr. Roland Warren. Roland grew up in a single-parent home, and he's passionate about helping kids who've come from similar backgrounds.
Let's move to Double Duty Dad. I like this. I think I started the program last time with a bit of an infomercial for intact families in the church to look for that single parent mom and to embrace her and to put an arm around her and do things with her and her children. Mm-hmm. What's the double duty dad? It's very similar, but you did it.
Yes, it is. It's really this concept of dads, right? Not looking out, but looking down and around, being intentional about kids who are growing up without fathers in their lives so that you can model what it means to be a good father, not to replace their dad, but help them see what fathering looks like. And frankly, if you're a husband, help them see what it means to be a good husband and what that looks like. And this is such an important concept for single moms to lean into. Why? Because even though the father of your child is not in his life, there's an opportunity for you to tap into other men who are within your circle of influence who can help model what it means to be a good father, what it means to be a good husband, and you can lean into that. And it's a powerful, powerful concept. I had a friend of mine who was a college buddy I'd known for years. He died unexpectedly when he was 50. Mm-hmm. He had a 12-year-old son at that time. And, you know, myself and some of my other college buddies, we committed to kind of step into this young man's life. We both were undergrads at Princeton. His father and I, we've been mentoring, double duty dadding this young man for 8-9 years now. Wow. He graduated from Princeton a couple years ago. He's now doing incredibly well. And each one of us played a different role. And I really think it's a powerful concept for the community of men to step into the lives of those who are growing up without fathers in their lives. And I think as a single mom, being very intentional about this concept is so critically important and will really help him fill this hole that he has and this desire that he has to learn what it means to be a good husband, what it means to be a good father by seeing men who are actually modeling that.
And again, what a great example of the Christian church and what we should be doing in faith in Christ, right? This is what he would, I think, want us to do. Let me go back to the single parent mom for a moment. The importance for her to understand the power of presence. And I said it on day one, my recollection, my memory having my mom from 0 to 9 was her working 2-3 jobs and Sunday night was laundry night and we'd sit down together and I'd help her try to fold the clothes. I don't think I did that great a job, especially on my t-shirts. But, you know, we'd sit and watch FBI or whatever was on TV and we'd be folding laundry together. But my impression of that was, she was in a lot of fast-paced duty, responsibility things. And she didn't really have the time to sit down with me and just say, "What's on your heart, little Jimmy?"
Yeah.
It just didn't happen. And so my engagement with her was always around helping her with chores, helping her with household stuff. So what would you want to say to that single parent mom about presence?
Yeah, and that is one of the biggest challenges because there just isn't a lot of time.
And we don't want to give guilt to that woman.
Absolutely. I think the easiest way to do that is to just integrate the intentionality into the things that you're doing on a day-to-day basis. A simple example my wife does, did with my boys. She would just make a habit of just writing little notes and putting them in their lunches. And they would get their lunch and they would see that mom cares.
Which would be like a 30-second, one-minute thing.
30-second thing. Yeah. And frankly, also really engaging in those opportunities when you're taking them different places and when you're going to different events and things of that nature, making sure that that happens. And frankly, even if you can't be there, having a conversation with him afterwards around how it went. Like I talked about sports for me, that was such a big part of my life. And yet my mother and I rarely had conversations about what happened. There's so much of my emotional well-being was tied up in my athletic pursuits. If he's into video games, whatever it is, you know, that kind of a thing, maybe you just sit there with him while you're folding clothes and you ask him about the different characters there. And he may just say, hey, mom, we don't really care that much about that. But the reality is that you have all these different opportunities on your day-to-day life. As you're doing day-to-day life with your son to kind of show him that you care and have that intentionality. And there's really a way to kind of connect with him and show him that presence is so important to him.
Let's flip the coin, Danny. Roland addresses ways a mom can connect with her son's heart. What about dads and their daughters? What's a simple way that goes a long way?
Yeah, I mean, it's taking that time to listen. I mean, you're giving time to your daughter and sometimes daughters are not asked questions or they don't have people that stop and just listen to their heart and ask the deeper questions with them. So that's one simple way. Mm-hmm. Other ones are finding out what are they interested in and then ask, hey, do you want to go do that? Like for my daughter, she loves to paint. She loves to be outdoors. And so I'll say, hey, do you want to go for a walk or do you want to sit and read or do you want to paint together? Actually, tonight we're going to be painting together. Oh. She brought it up and we're going to be doing that.
Nice. You said yes, basically.
I said yes. I said, hey, we're going to paint. That's going to be fun. And just make it personal, meaningful. Write her notes. You can write her notes. You can have a dinner date that you go to. But the simplest is sitting down, listening, or just going for a walk with your daughter. A big thing, John, is consistency. Mm-hmm. If you just do it once here and there, it's not going to be as meaningful as if you're consistent in the approach to your daughter. She'll remember that. And then make sure that you are stopping and letting her know, I love you. That is super meaningful. If you get a chance, read God's word together. That's even better.
Mm. Well, those are some great steps to take to better connect with your daughter. Wherever you're at in your parenting journey, we've touched on a lot of different things here today. Take our free online parenting assessment to learn more about where you're at and maybe an area or two you can grow. That online assessment is free. It takes just a few minutes, and you'll be inspired to find ways to improve your parenting game, to step it up a notch. The link is in the show notes. And then for the single parent in your community, let me point you to Roland Warren's really wonderful book, Raising Sons of Promise, A Guide for Single Mothers of Boys. Ask for a copy from us here at the ministry. Have it on hand. Share it with a friend. Have it at your church. To distribute to single moms. We're making the book available today for a gift of any amount to the ministry that Focus on the Family does on behalf of parents and families around the world. Donate today, either a monthly gift or a one-time gift of any amount, and we'll send the book to you, and the details are in the show notes. More from Dr. Warren next time, and for now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
It can be challenging to inspire your community to see life the way God sees it. So what's the solution? Well, on June 15th, Focus on the Family is hosting See Life 24. And no matter where you are or who you are, you can be a part of this free event with speakers like Ben and Kirsten Watson and real stories about choosing life. See Life 24 will inspire you to translate your faith into action. Register today at seelife24.org.